Yes, there has been a UFO sighted in Manton, California tonight. My son saw it. It came down damn near to him, and it terrified him. I mean, he went in hysterics.
Do you have the full details of this incident?
Yes, I do.
Could we get a full description of that, please?
Yeah, how about if my son told you?
Sure.
I'm calm.
Fine, if he feels like talking about it,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah?
Hi there, what's your first name? Would you like to tell us what happened tonight?
I was outside and I was by the strawberries and I was going to water them, the sprinkler on, and I seen a meteor, right? And then a little later, then I was watching, then I was putting the sprinkler on, and then I looked over above a tree and there was something there, hovering above it.
Okay, would you like to describe that?
It was long, like a cigar, and it was round in the center.
Uh-huh.
And it had a big round top. And when I seen it, it had something coming down out of it. A square thing coming down out of it.
That was like straight down out of the bottom of it?
Yeah, coming out of the bottom of it.
Okay. How far down towards the ground did that go?
Right above the tree.
Okay.
The tree isn't too high.
Now, this, okay, the round thing that you saw on top, was that like a dome on top?
A dome? Yeah, it had like a dome.
Okay. What color was that dome? Did that have any particular color light or anything on it?
Well, it was a dull gray color.
Okay. How about the rest of the object? What color was that?
Oh, it was about the same thing.
Okay. What time did this happen?
About 9:30.
Did you hear any sound coming from that object?
Yeah, it had like a humming type sound. Not too loud. Then when I was running into the house, it came towards me, and then it took off with the rocket power type, because I can see the flames from it.
Okay, when it took off like that, did that sound change at all?
Yes, it made a louder noise, like a rocket taking off.
Kind of a roaring sound?
Yeah, but not too loud.
Okay.
And when it was hovering, I could see it. There was a window with some people in it, something like that.
Oh, you could actually see a big window in the object?
Yeah, it had people with big heads, three of them.
Now, was that window located on the dome or
yeah,
the other part?
Right below the dome.
Right below the dome, okay. Now, was that a large object?
Yeah, very large.
Now, can you compare it with something that you know of for size that would be the same size?
Size?
Was it as big as an airliner?
Not as big as a jet, but about as big as a little smaller than that.
Okay. When that object took off,
yeah,
did it maintain the same description, like looking like a cigar with a dome on top, or did it change?
No, it was looking the same, and it took off real fast.
Okay. Did you watch it till it went out of sight in the sky?
Yes. It went real fast up.
How close do you feel it was to you?
Very close.
Now, was it closer than like a city block away?
Closer than that.
Okay. Did it remain over the trees at all times while you were watching it before it took off?
Yes.
Okay. Regarding that opening or that window, was that quite a large window?
Yes.
Okay.
It went not all the way half around, about a quarter of the dome around it was window.
Okay. Did you see, or did that window, was it lit up inside so you could see right through and inside?
No, not. You couldn't see through it, but you could see a silhouette.
Oh, I see. Okay. Then you actually saw silhouettes of somebody in there?
three.
Three people?
Whatever was in it.
Okay, could you describe those as best you can?
Big heads.
Okay, is that all you could see was the heads?
Yeah, the heads and part of the neck, and that's all I could see.
And that was just a silhouette of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when the object started moving towards you, did that get pretty close before it took off?
Yes.
Any estimate of how many feet, approximately?
About, it was 18 feet from me at first. I'd say about 18 to 25 feet away from me. But when it started coming, it got about 15 feet before I ran it up to the porch and I had to go over to the house. Then I've seen it take off.
Okay, now when that took off, up into the sky, did it, was this tilted upward or did it make a turn or how was it, how would you describe its flight characteristics as it took off?
Tilted up.
Okay.
Running, like the dome went straight up.
Straight up?
Or not straight, but tilted up.
Kind of like at an angle?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long do you feel it took before it went out of sight?
About 3 seconds.
Really moving then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was terrified of that.
And it was right above those treetops?
Yeah, one big palm tree.
Okay, now, about that thing that was coming down out of the bottom of it, what before the object took off, did that, was it still hanging out there like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it was still there as it moved off into the sky?
Yes, it started closing up as it come to me.
You mean the object, the thing on the bottom started going back up in?
Yes, and it started going up.
Okay. Now, in that area where the object was hovering over those trees, is there anything special over there? Or is it just a wooded area?
It's wooded, yeah. We have an orchard next to our house and over.
Okay.
About an acre across is a trailer. And on the other side is a bunch of brush.
Okay.
A clearing where the hotel used to be.
Okay. And you didn't see anything else strange going on in that area while that object was there?
No. Just before it was a meteorite, though. It was a big one out, and I looked up in the sky and there was a big flame. I couldn't go as fast as it, well, I could see as fast as it was going.
Now, was that coming down at an angle or going straight across the sky?
Coming down at an angle.
Okay, what color was that?
It was fire flame.
Okay. How long did you watch that?
About one and a half seconds.
Okay. Now, when this other object moved away, do you remember the direction it was going?
It was going to the right. It was going to west.
West. To the west?
Yeah, you know, going. It was going down towards Red Bluff.
Okay.
And it was going down. So
okay.
Fast. I think it was a meteorite because it was going pretty fast. And I couldn't go as fast, but at the beginning was a big round thing with a big rock.
Okay. Did you go over to that wooded area since that object left?
No. I wouldn't go over there. I was too scared. I just ran to the house.
Now that shaft that came down out of, or that thing that came down out of the bottom of the object, what color was that?
It was a grayish, a dull gray mixed with blue.
Okay, was that about the same color as the object itself? Okay. How old are you?
11.
Okay.
Almost 12.
Okay.
Just in the next 2 months.
All right. Is there a powerhouse in the area where you live?
Yes.
Power station?
Yeah. About 10 miles from where I live.
Is that a fairly big powerhouse?
Yeah.
Is this a generating station or just a substation?
It's the substation.
Was there any other electrical problems in your house at the time?
Yes.
Yes, were there any other electrical problems in the house at the time?
The lights were kind of dim, I think. The TV was all lines, just electric lines wiggling across it.
Okay, were you getting any audio at all? The voice?
The voice on the TV. I wasn't paying much attention to it.
Okay.
I just looked at it and walked out with football. I don't pay attention to it.
And the house lights dimmed?
Yeah.
Okay, and did all this problem clear up when the object left?
Yeah, everything was fine.
Okay.
And I knew that at first I thought maybe, you know, he was just scared over something else, but he was really hysterical. I mean, I'd never seen him quite like this. And he was crying.
Is that area private property where the object was over?
Yes, this is our landlord owns the land.
Is there any way anybody can get in there tomorrow and just look over that area?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can come up in anytime they'd like to.